Take TPV Radio with you 24/7. Just download Live 365 app from your Apple or Google Play Store. Like us on Facebook at TPV Radio or www.tpvradionetwork.com. Walk with us, family. Let's go! It's the two-time Stellar Award considered, Spin Award nominated. You're listening to The Voice.
To The Voice.
The Psalmist Voice Radio Network.
What's up, family? Ron Todd here, and I'm enjoying the praise right here on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network.
You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go!
What's good, radio family? TPV Radio is just getting hotter, and we have an all-star lineup just for you. Mondays, Conversations with Joe and Jay at 7:30 a.m. Tuesdays, Victory Over the Weights of Life with author Deanne Lebrine at 6 p.m. Wednesdays, Illuminating Word Ministries with Dr. Apostle Forrest L. Walker Sr. at 5 p.m. Thursdays, Real Talk with Pastor Byron Sago at 4:30 p.m. Also, Dorothy Patterson, the reality coach, at 6 p.m. Fridays, the exclusive interview with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice, by appointment only. Saturdays is Saturdays Buffet with Sister Lorraine Brown and Roberta Jones at 11 a.m., followed by the Locker Room with Coach D at 4 p.m. Sundays, TPV Reloaded at 2 p.m. with the Familia. Catch all of TPV Radio programming on Facebook Live at TPV Radio. Also, Live 365, tune in, and all of our podcast social media platforms. Walk with us in relationship, purpose, and promise. And let's go!
You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. You're listening to TPV Virtual Radio. It's live right now on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. You're listening to Saturday's Buffet with Sister Lorraine Brown and Roberta Jones right now. TPV Radio.
TPV Radio.
You're listening to Saturday's Buffet with Sister Lorraine Brown and Roberta Joe right now. TPV Radio.
TPV Radio.
Well, it's a good afternoon at the buffet today. Good afternoon, Pastor Chris. What an amazing song you selected to start us off today. I'm always encouraged by the song choices that you make. They always kind of set me up for success, and I thank you for that. Good afternoon, radio listeners. Amen. And callers and those who, however you are listening to us on today, we believe that we have brought a hot meal to the buffet on today to serve each and every one of you in whatever capacity that you are in need. We've talked a lot, I think 2 to 3 weeks, I know 3 to 4 weeks, and we've talked about grief. We've identified the steps and the phases of grief. And as I sought the Lord on this week about what we should talk about after we've exposed that spirit of grief and how it bears and wreaks havoc in our lives, I believe that I heard the Lord clearly when he said we need to talk about now healing from grief. To go on further, and let's talk about how to get past this thing called grief. Pastor Chris and listeners, I heard something this week that has shaken me, that has alerted me, that has alarmed me, that has woke me up in an area. And I want to share that thought with you on today. The thought was, have you seen an incident where, let's do a child. Let's start off with a child. A child has a toy or an instrument of some sort in his hand, and that particular instrument or item that he has in his hand is harmful to him or her. And you stand there and you say, Joey, give mommy the fork. And Joey looks at you, and he looks at that fork, and he thinks to himself, I really want to keep this fork, Mom, but I also don't want to get my behind whooped. And he has to decide whether to relinquish to you that which he needs to give you or hold on to it. And the moment that he gives it to you, safety, his safety is secure in his obedience to you. And God showed me on this week how he knows the things that we have grabbed a hold to. He knows how long we need to keep those things. He knows their roles in our lives. And when God says to us, okay, it's time for you to relinquish your ties with it, if we would submit to God and do as we've been asked, we'll be blessed by it. We may not understand it, and we may even miss what he's asking us for. But it takes the struggle out of it. Obedience takes the struggle out of life. And if we don't, let's say we choose not to, we just set ourselves up for an ongoing struggle in life. Because now we're holding on to something that God Almighty told us to let go of. And he showed me that even in life and death, Pastor Chris and Sister Roberta. He showed me that we have loved ones that we are connected to. We have people in our immediate circle that we love to pieces. But there is a place on our path where we got to separate. Roberta and I spent a lot of time together, Pastor Chris, when I lived in Michigan. We were like two peas in a pod. When a person saw Roberta, they automatically start looking behind her to see where was I. Some days I was there, some days I was not, but most days I was with her. And so we got to the place where we became like expected to be places together. And if I would go someplace and they say, well, where Bird at? Or she would go someplace and they said, Lorraine ain't with you? But Roberta was just sharing with me this morning that we were at having a lunch or dinner, because we did a lot of that food fellowship. And it's not even coincident that the name of the show is Food, the Buffet. But we spent a lot of time sharing meals, her and I. And she said we was at a restaurant one day, And the Lord told her that I was getting ready to go my own way. And it's just something how she had to make up in her mind that my buddy, my pal, my sister, I have to now get accustomed to being without her, and me likewise. So I came to South Carolina feeling like I'm not going to find another Roberta, and I'm not going to even look for one. I'm just going to come down here, and I'm going to sip my tea and mind my own business. But God had another plan. You know, he does intervene in our life. But the more, Pastor Chris and Sister Roberta, we struggle with the process, the more we try to tell God no. It's just like that kid with that toy that's dangerous. If that kid take off and run with that fork and falls, he could very well hurt himself. So the quicker we obey God and letting that thing go that he says it's time to release, the better our life becomes. And then we get down the road a piece, not even a long way down the road. We get down the road a piece. And we figure out, nah, God, you do know what you're doing, don't you? But we think that we're smarter than God in a lot of cases. We think we're smarter than God. And God is saying, I know what I'm doing. Let me have that. It has another purpose now. But anyway, I've been on a rabbit trail. Hey, Pastor Chris.
God bless you.
What it do, Pastor Chris?
Ooh, busy. Saturday, we got a triple header. I'm going to keep the band at bay. I'm going to be good and be your backup just in case you need me. But, yeah, we got the music on cue. We ready to get it in. I'm hungry. The people on Facebook Live are hungry. So let's give it to them. Let's get it. Let's go.
Hey. Well, Pastor Chris, I tell you what, it doesn't take much. We're going to let the scholar speak because she's always got something amazing to say. She said something to me today, and I told her, I say, that's the kind of stuff that I'd be wanting you to pull out on the buffet. It's something about talking privately with her. She's more loose-lipped. She get on the buffet and she forget that stuff, but she don't bring that out today. She gonna say that thing today. I told her I can't write it down because I was at the park. But, hey, Sister Roberta.
Well, hello.
Hey, girlfriend. Hey, I want to hear that statement you made earlier because that's going to pop it off of me and Pastor Chris. What was that you said to me earlier?
What I said earlier is the difference when something is on you and in you.
Pastor Chris, did you hear what that woman just said?
Uh-huh. She's starting
Pastor Chris,
already. Pastor Chris,
she said, let's go with it, Pastor Chris. Let's dig into that. Let's go down that rabbit trail. She said, it's a difference when something is on you and when something is in you. And Pastor Chris, she told me that earlier. I said, yeah, because if it's on you, you can wash it off or take it off. But baby, when it's in you, you operate, ain't you?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
You gotta.
That's what I'm talking about.
When it's on you, Lorraine, like you say, you can shake it off and you can let it go.
Yeah.
When it's in you, it's with you. It moves.
Yeah,
you
gotta operate.
You gotta operate. You have to operate. And you know what you were talking about earlier. It goes back to trust. It goes back to trusting what God tells you because God always lets you know what's going on in your life even before it happens. But the thing of it is, do we trust to believe that what he's telling us is for our good? So you tell that child is about to get in trouble. That child is around a vicious dog. They said, you said, no, stop. You know, that child can stop in midair. Just stop. Either that child can say, oh, they don't know. Mama don't know what she's talking about. Keep moving and get bit up by the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it is with us. When God says stop, if we stop, we don't have to worry about getting devoured by the enemy. Because he
knows, good talk right there,
Roberta. He knows what's ahead of us.
Yes,
he
does.
He knows what's ahead of us. And so that's what he's telling us.
Can I throw a monkey wrench in that game right there? Can
go
I throw a wrench in
go
that?
Ahead. Go ahead.
You know what, Sister Roberta? That's what gets us in trouble. That's what got me in a lot of trouble is God's patience and his loving kindness and his long suffering. We kind of think God to be a wimp when he tell us that don't do that. It's like our mother. She don't want to whoop you. She really don't want to whoop you, and she would try her best to convince you before she get up. Now, if we let mama stand up, we're probably in trouble. But mama keeps saying, don't do that. Quit running in here. Stop that, boo-boo. And all kind of sweet names, and we think, mama, I'm punking mama out. And then mama get up. Jesus. Yeah, and that's how it is with God. Yeah. God kept telling me to quit doing something. And I kept telling God, okay. And then I would run on to do it. And God kept saying, I told you to quit. And I kept running on to do it. And I thought that as long as I was getting by, I was getting away. But, Bert, I wasn't getting away. Pastor Chris, I didn't get away.
No,
I'm still, years later, I'm still pondering the goodness of God. And sometimes I get on this buffet, and I wanna throw my wig over there on the left side of the room because I'm running and dancing on the right side. And I don't want to step on my good health. That's why I kept on running.
That's amazing.
Oh,
Lord.
That's amazing because God doesn't come as the roaring lion. Because we think if it's roaring, if it's loud and powerful, we think, oh, okay, there's something to it. There's some authority to it. But the authority is in the meekness and the quietness because God is saying, Lorraine, sit down. The enemy come as a roaring lion, and he go, sit down with no power. God say, sit down with the power, And we don't think, okay, it's nothing to it because we're used to that force. But he don't have to be forceful. Why? Because he already has the authority.
And it's a difference with as a royal talking. When you have authority, you don't have to make a lot of noise. Because you already know. I'm the man with the plan, baby. I got my finger on the switch. If I push the button, you out of here. So I don't have to clown with you. When you got a joker clown, and most of the time he ain't got no authority, he's being told what to do. My God.
Yes. That's why I said this enemy come as a roaring as. Now, he's not a roaring lion, though. But God is, he said, I'm the lion of Judah. He's not as a roaring lion. He is.
He is the roaring lion. Lord Jesus.
He is the roaring lion.
And his love and mercy is what keeps him giving us another opportunity. Because he knows, he knows that if he unleashed his wrath on us, we can't handle.
We can't handle.
Pastor Chris, we're gonna heal from grief.
Yes,
we're gonna heal from grief.
What?
Because that's what's wrong in the body of Christ. Too many people that say, "I know the Lord; He heard my cry. He done pitted all my moaning and my groaning." You know, we say that out of our mouth, but we live miserably. As Christians, we live out of the recesses of this world. We have not even tapped into to speak it as though it is and see it. We have not gotten into the supernaturalness of God. We have not gotten there. We talk a good game, but we're not living this thing. You know why, saints? Because we don't want to pay the price. We don't want to pay the cost to be the boss. We just want to be, we want to get hired in the job. I want to be the boss. But there's a cost to being the boss. The boss got to know how to handle the employees. We have not yet made good employees, but we want to be the boss.
Hey, what?
Can I go to the scripture?
Because
we already done tore a row up. But we want the people to really benefit from the buffet today in the area of healing. We've already located sadness. You sure can, girl. Go.
Can I say, one of the things I wanted to say is because one of the reasons we don't, you say, we speak it. We say, you know, the Lord, hear my cry. But we don't really believe it.
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
Pastor Chris, calm down. Jesus, calm down, Pastor Chris.
We believe something and trust something. We act on it.
Oh, boy.
We act on it. If your God has never let you down, if he has always been there for you, and he tell you to move, you don't have a problem, you stepping out. When your God is there for you. When you trusted him and believe and you've seen him at work, you don't have to come and move and stepping out on faith. Because faith is a substance. Faith is something, it's a substance that you believe. Actually, faith is what you believe. When you believe something, you act on what you believe. So that's
now,
why
that's
you
true.
See the God of Christ sitting, because they don't believe. That's why they can't say it. That's why they can't walk. They don't believe. They doing what they believe, that God can't do it. But he told
me
one day, he said, I don't have a problem performing miracles. I don't have a problem doing miracles. But I have a problem getting my people to believe I can. Believe
I'm like that. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. You ain't got to play it this time. That's how Chris. I got it.
I'm looking for people. For people that when the enemy come up against you, you standing strong. You standing tall. So greater is he that is in me than he that is in you. You're greater than what I'm going through. When enemy throw a slug at you, says, that all you got?
My God.
That's what he's looking for. He's looking for somebody to say, hey, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. I'm going to trust you, Lord, all the way. I believe you, Lord God. I know you're able to do exceeding. I don't see you, but I know you're there.
Because
we walk by faith and not by sight.
That's right. That's
we
right.
We walk by faith. And even in grief, even in what we're going through, even when a loved one dies,
especially,
you know, it hurts. God never tell you it wasn't going to hurt.
Right.
But he also told you how to grieve. He told you, he said, look, they just absent from the body, but they're present with me. What better place can I be than with God? What better place? When we put
That's
our
what we
trust
saying.
In God.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we say. When we put
we
our trust
that.
In God, I was talking to a minister one day, and I said, when we put our trust in God, and we step out there, and she was, when I'm scared, I said, but what you got to be afraid of? What's the worst thing can happen to you? She said, I can die, but you're in the presence of God. Is that the worst thing?
My Lord.
To be in the presence of God, if I leave him in the presence of God, that's the worst thing. Come on, saint. Paul said to die is gain. We're reading the word, but let's live it. Let's let it become alive in us, quicken us, and begin to walk this thing out.
And you know, we're not saying this is an easy thing. We're saying it's a work in progress. But nobody wants to put their hands to the plow and do the work. When you got your hands on the plow and you tell that mule to giddy up, the mule is pulling the biggest part of the load. Your job is to keep the row straight. Oh, my God. Your job is to hold on to the plow to make the trench. Everybody got a part to play. God got a job to do. You got a job to do, and the workhorse has got a job to do. Now, ours is the faith part, and out of all of the work, really, to be honest, if you think about it, we got the easy stuff, because we just got to believe.
Believe.
God's got to add the power to the Holy Ghost, and we believe.
Yes.
If we work on believing and quit trying to be God. That's what he said just now. He's downloading. I'm talking. He said if we would work on our faith walk and quit trying to be God, we could get the job done. But most of us want to supervise, and we ain't qualified. I'm drinking coffee. Y'all go ahead and talk. I'm drinking my coffee. Pastor Chris, come out to come and set something.
See, I was trying to be good, but see, you unstarted something. See, Sister Roberta said something that stuck out in the beginning of the program. She said, if the anointing of God is the anointing of God on you or in you? Well, what if the anointing of God is on you and in you? Well, the only way you're going to get that is if you put religion to the side and have a relationship. See, I understand what it's like. See, y'all want to get me started. I understand what it's like to totally sabotage my life not to be in this position today. It's only by God's grace that I'm here. It's only by God's grace that his anointing is on me and in me. Every time I open my mouth, I die to Chris and what Chris got to say and all his notes, all his education. When you die to yourself, God's anointing will break through your grief, your depression, all the things that the world puts on you. You have to know that when you draw closer to God, that he will not only be in you, he'll be on you. See, let me stop before we end up having church. Let me pass the mic back to Sister Roberta. Back to you.
That is so right.
My God.
That is so right.
That is so right. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your anointing, it destroys and breaks every yoke. Every burden. Every concern, every care, everything that you're worried about, the anointing does it. It breaks it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm in this. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
And we come because we've been there. We come today and we gather at the buffet because we've been hungry and didn't have any food. We've been lost and nobody brought a GPS. So we've been in chaos, and God has showed us how to bring right order in our lives. And so we know the difficulties of having these heavy burdens in our lives. So we come to help you heal today. We come to midwife you today. We come to hold your hand. We come to encourage you to push. See, everybody wants to have a baby. A lot of women want to have babies. But they don't want that ugliness of giving birth. You know, they like that pleasure part. Oh, they like that pleasure part. You know, going to the Motel 6. We like that part. We like them warm showers and hair growing, nails growing. We like all that complexion clear up. We like the beautiful part of giving birth. But then when it comes time to going in that room and putting them legs in that stirrup and pushing, and have some ugly stuff come out of our bodies where we should be embarrassed, you know, losing our manners in front of people and everybody seeing our intimate parts exposed. Where we should be saying, cover that up. What?
Sister Roberta, I'm about to start some more trouble. See, the anointing of God is based off of this word right here.
Here we go. Money talk. Here comes the
money. That's what it is. See, people base
how you gonna cut me
their
off from being
anointing
in the delivery room
on the money. There is no
Come
anointing
on.
In the green. See, we talked about this last Sunday. See, people get so caught up and they start getting into their grief. They start getting in their depression because they are leaning towards the God of ATM. They're leaning towards the National Bank of God because their bank account don't look blessed and highly favored as some of the church preaches. That's why we get stuck. That's why we go back to the club and drop it like it's hot because our money ain't right because some of the church tells us that our anointing is based on this one thing.
Here we go. Money talk.
Let me stop, see, because I'm going to get in trouble. Back to you.
You show here. We was all in the delivery room, finna have a baby, and you come up with money.
Because that is, I'm with Pastor Chris, there is no power in any of that. There is no power in the money, the education. It's beneficial, but it's not no power.
Right, exactly.
It has nothing to do with, it don't destroy no yoke.
Right.
It brings no peace. It brings no joy. It brings temporary,
that's right.
a temporary satisfaction. But the real anointing
mm-hmm.
will destroy the yoke. When it's destroyed,
Amen.
With something that's destroyed, you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's not there anymore because
no,
it's destroyed. It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone.
That's right. That's right.
Glory to God.
I agree.
And that's what we want to go.
That's what we want. We want it gone. And too many people in the body of Christ are in a state of grief. And that's a bad state to be in because nothing productive happens in grief. Because all you think about is how much you hurt, how bad you hurt. Your whole concentration is on your pain, not on your deliverance. So the enemy wreaks havoc in your life. But we want to talk about healing from grief today. We want to talk about healing from those things that have pinched you to the mat. No, the referee is counting. He done got to 8 in some of our lives. And once he get to 10, game over. So we want to catch him before he gets to 10 in your life with this grief process. We want to see you free. When we look at John chapter 13, verse 7, it says, "What I do, thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter." God allows experiences to happen in our lives that would cause us to understand who he is and what he's able to do in this grief process. Once we know God as a deliverer in one area, we don't even have to worry about it because then we can realize that God can deliver us in the next area that we find ourselves in. Is that not right?
Amen.
Once he delivers us from drugs, and then we figure out, well, now I'm an alcoholic, so we just apply the same rules. You went to God with a sincere prayer for drugs. Go back to him for alcohol. And it's an ongoing thing because every time we knock one monkey down, we realize there was one standing directly behind him. We didn't see him until we knocked the one down. So we don't have to get in a hurry and think, need her and get rid of this. No, you don't slow down and say, well, I got 10 years to do it. No, you work on things in your life, and grief is one of those things that it dams up our flow. It dams up our flow. We were meant to be free agents, not to be stuck. Mm. You got anything with 13:7, Pastor Chris or either Roberta?
See, I'll go ahead.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Now, I'm going to read it from the Passion Translation because I love the
Sounds
way
good.
It translates this. It says,
okay.
Jesus replied, "You don't understand yet the meaning of what I am doing, but
mm-hmm.
soon it will be clear to you." Now,
mm-hmm.
see, this is the spot where some of us get stuck. See, we've been taught that the devil always is doing this and the devil is always doing that. But have we ever thought that sometimes when you're
mm-hmm.
about to get close to your call or your purpose, God is purposely doing things in your life to bring you to
mm-hmm.
a point so when you're going to ministry, you're not going to get easily thrown off, swayed,
right.
all these things.
Right.
See, people don't understand. You are in constant attack when you are in ministry.
Mm-hmm.
See, everybody wants
mm-hmm.
to be the chief, but they don't know how to serve. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
See, people don't know how to work their way up anymore. They like to do shortcuts. They like to
right.
be teacher's pet or do everything for the boss. Is that a boy? Is that a man? Doing all these things to manipulate the system to get on top. And as soon
mm-hmm.
as they get on top, guess what? They fall. Why?
Yep.
Because they never built up an immunity. They never
mm-hmm.
built up strength. They never built their core, so all the things that is required of you to hold your position as a leader, you're only coming
mm-hmm.
half-baked. I know what I'm talking about. See,
True.
We're in a season now where we want to do things the quick way, but when we
yep.
don't get them, Sister Lorraine and Sister Roberta, we have a fit. We get upset. We mad. I'ma stop going and I'ma stop coming on Saturdays to Fed because they talking to me. I'm mad because they're challenging my spirit. That I'm mad at you because you're challenging me to have a relationship and not a religion. I'm mad at you because you got the stuff on the table. You got a smorgasbord of everything. I got an all you can eat, but I can't really eat it because I'm too soft. Uh-oh. See, let me do something. See, I'm trying to be good. I'm going to cut my mic. I'm going to cut my mic. Back to you.
But that's true. That's that process.
That is so true. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the process. That's, you know what?
Yeah. That's that place where we need to learn how to trust God. In the process, that whatever God allows in our life, it has a benefit for us, whether we can see it or not.
Amen.
You had something, Sister Roberta?
Yes, Pastor Chris said something when he talking about that. It reminded me of the scripture where it says when Jesus, he got ready to go to the cross and he said, Father, glorify yourself. Now, the cross represented nothing but death, pain, everything bad imaginable that you could think of see in the natural. But he told God, he said, get the glory out of this. The process. See, Jesus knew his purpose of coming, and it was about sacrifice. It was about service, being a servant. A servant to God and a servant to us. So in our life today, the things we go to is to be a servant, and the things we go through is to develop us into being the person that God wants us to be, in the ministry that God has called for us. It has to be birthed out of pain. It's, you can't have a baby without having pain. So
that's
ministry
right.
is a spiritual awakening of the spirit world. Now, the natural world, the flesh world, has to die for the spirit to live.
Yep.
Because the flesh can't live and the spirit live at the same time. See, the things that we go through is killing the me in us. But it's me, and I.
Oh,
but that's
to
die.
Oh, there you go. There you go. What's wrong with you, Pastor Chris? Me, I. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, because, see, y'all going down my vein for Sunday sermon. See, she looked in my playbook about that. See, me, I is probably the number one killer in most relationships of believers. See, we get so caught up in our status quo. We got the $200 wigs. We got the red bottom shoes. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to mention the hair, but I'm coming to a point here. See, we get so caught up on looking blessed, blessed, but when it comes to the part when we have to deal with real life issues, guess what? That $200 wig ain't gonna help you. The red bottom sure ain't gonna help you, and that Versace bag sure ain't gonna help you. See, we get so caught up on the outside appearance. We're so caught up on what God can do for me, but what can we do for God? We don't never think that way. We always want to think about what God can do for me, what he can provide for me. How he can bless me, how he can make my show good, how can he make me be the next big thing in church, how can he up my bank account so I can give my $2,000 seed so I can sit in the VIP section and eat with the kings and queens of the church. Let me be quiet. See, I'm starting something. See, Sister Roberta already, she snuck in my sermon for Sunday, so I had to give you a sneak peek, so you better listen to it this Sunday. But this ain't my show, so let me be quiet. Back to you.
That's right, and that talks about the shifting that God does in our life when God
causes that process that's painful. He's causing that painful process to bring about a shifting in our lives. And what happens when that shifting begins, we start to rush to the area of pain to alleviate the pain. Well, that's not what God intended. God has a purpose for the pain. That's why he allowed it. And so working with it, yes, it's uncomfortable. Quit fighting that. Quit fighting being uncomfortable. It's okay. Let that uncomfortable situation create in you a cleaner heart towards God. So that at the end of that, you have something to say to somebody else. But we have made it all about, as Sister Roberta said, we've made this whole thing is all about me. Why do I have to hurt? What good is me hurting going to do? And God is saying, trust the process. Sister Roberta, you lit this thing up when you said, it's not about what's on you. It's about what's in you. And that's what I'm saying. God is trying to get stuff off of us so much because that's that superficial thing. I'm talking about natural thing. We worry about what do I have on, how much education I got, what am I riding in, where do I live? And God is saying, I want you to be rich in spirit so that when you open up your mouth to minister, you're not just spitting on people, but you're spreading the good news that's creating change in people's lives. And they'll walk away from the ministry that he has given us with grief left behind on the floor struggling to breathe. Because it's been in the air of the anointing that is destroying it from the root. And so why do we come together when we come together and we pass out sanitary napkins instead of passing out light? Because we're just causing people to bleed. People are having their abortions in our services. Babies are being aborted in our services. They're sitting there, instead of them giving birth and they're after and their water's breaking, they start to hemorrhage. Because they're in our fleshly service. And the more we fight, the harder it is to tolerate the process. The more we fight the process that God has put in motion in our life, the harder it is to stay in it. The more we resist, the longer the process has to remain. So what are we to do? Sister Roberta, what are we to do in this process if I keep fighting it? What should we do?
If you keep fighting the process, it won't work. But you yield to the process.
Yes.
You yield to it. You yield to whatever going on in your life, whatever pain, you know, even in grief. You can't change it, but you yield.
Mm-hmm.
You bring yourself subject unto the obedience of Christ, and you do what God says about it. You know, you yield, mm-hmm. you know, you do like Jesus did, you know, when he got ready to go to cross. But you think it was a pretty fight?
Mm-hmm.
You say, Father, glorify yourself. So whatever we're going through, we start asking God, God, you get the glory out of this. And start looking at things about, woe is me.
Yeah.
And say, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I praise you. What, you know, how can this benefit you? Or let this benefit you. Let this glorify you. Let this give you glory. Let, you know, you be seen in this. And that's what Jesus' whole thing was, that the Father would be seen in his death, in what he was going through. Father, get the glory. Shine. It's dark right now. It's black right now. But Lord, shine. You shine. You let your light shine. And that, you know, let your light shine. That men may see your good works and glorify who? The Father.
God. Mm-hmm.
God gets the glory out of our life. Glorify my Father. You know, and I love what you and Pastor Chris is talking about. You know, we so busy with the outside. Shining and being pretty. And the inside tore up when the things you're going through, like he said, those main brand stuff not gonna do anything. Ain't but one name.
Sure ain't.
And that's Jesus. That's
you know, Sister Roberta, I can testify to that. I had many names in my closet, and I got into a state of depression. I didn't even want to take a bath, let alone put on a name. I didn't care what the name was. I didn't want to take a bath. I didn't want to leave the house. Now, what good did that name do me in that closet? Did me no good because I was in a state of depression. I was grieving myself to death because there were some things in my life that I wanted to hold on to, and God was saying willingly, not let me come and snatch it out of your hand and take it from you while you cry and bellyache, but he said willingly let go of that thing so that I can give you something new and enriching for your life. In order for us to get that new thing that God wants to release to us, we've got to willingly let go of some stuff. And we don't want to do that. I want this, and I want it now. Pastor Chris, have you ever tried to hold on to something that God has told you it's time to let go of?
Oh, yeah. And
how did that work for you?
Well, it didn't work. And that's why I have a double doctorate in the School of Hard Knocks. Because I wanted to hold on to it because I thought I could do it on my own. And see, there's such a peace with God when you allow your situations in your life to be truly let go. Don't take it back. Don't leave it on the altar for a week, even though most of us are guilty of that. But there's such a freedom when you just allow God to do what he does and stop putting your 3 cents in it. See, that's our problem. Mm-hmm. We want to be God. We want to be, well, I'm anointed. I can speak in 3 tongues in 3 different languages.
Sure.
Oh, I can heal with the oil. All this stuff has nothing to do with nothing. It just get out the way. It's not about you. We have to go through the pain to get to our destiny, to get to our purpose. See, this is why we're never taught that in church. We're taught this instant fix, quick oatmeal stuff, and it's a process. You can't get a pearl without the process. You can't get a diamond without the process. We have to go through the transition. We're not going to be perfect, no. But God wants to squeeze out every ounce of what's not of him out of you so you can walk in your purpose. Grief can kill you. All depression can kill you. If you allow those things and you keep picking it up from the altar, guess what? We're going to have a whole bunch of problems. See, let me read the scripture, and I need to be quiet, because, see, y'all got me started, and I'm trying not to go off, but I'm about to go ham and cheese, but I got to read this. See, Revelation chapter 13, verse 4. This is the problem with most of us, and I'll read it from the NIV. See, men worship the dragon because he had given authority to the beast. The acronym for the beast is who? Satan, or the Antichrist. And they also worship the beast and ask, who is like the beast? Who can make war against him? Guess what? They pledge their allegiance to the devil. That's why they ask for the things the devil give it to you. If you want the world, just like Jesus was tempted. 40 days, 40 nights. The devil gave him the world. And Jesus stood his ground. Even though he was hungry, his body was feeling all kind of ways, he rejected the offer and decided to follow in his will of his father. See, we don't do that. When it gets hard, we sell out. Let me stop. I'm done.
We do.
I'm really done this time. I'm really done. Back
but that's
you.
what creates the sorrow and the loss in our grief. When we work against the process that has been put in place, we create our own demise. When we work against it, the process has a job to do. And when I come into this, not trying to hold on, but willingly let go, willingly say to God, I can't handle this. I trust you to do it. When we do that, we come out like smelling like a rose. But when we don't do that, when we grieve, when we allow ourselves to grieve the process, we become bitter, we become resentful, and we get into a place of self-pity. And all of these three things become poison in our own body, and it becomes deadly toxin. So we poison ourselves. It's like suicide. We want to say somebody else done this to us, but we took on these three deadly poisons ourselves. Because we refuse to release whatever it was that God say let go of. We refuse to release it. So we got what comes when you hold on to what God is saying let go of. Three poisons are activated when we refuse to willingly let go. We become desperate and we become frantic. We begin to cling to things and people as treasure. And they are idols in our hearts. They are idols. And God said he didn't want, we're not going to be able to hold on to our idol in God. So what do we release? If we have idols in our lives, what are we releasing? God. We're releasing the deliverer, and we have set ourselves up to suffer. So today, we have to decide. If I have allowed myself to grieve, if it's death, if it's a job, if it's a poor decision, whatever process I've allowed myself to grieve in, am I ready now to let go of that and to live again? Because you're not going to have both. If you're clinging to grief, you're not going to have God. If you're clinging to death, you're not going to have life. If you're clinging to failure, you're not going to have victory. You cannot have the supernatural goodness of God and the worldly treasures of death at the same time. You're not going to have them. What do you want? Do you want to start your process of healing by saying, Lord, I repent for grieving when I had you in my heart? Lord, show me how to get up and get out of this place of death that I can live and help somebody else. Is that what you're going to cry out to God today? Or are you going to continue to stay in the cave and wait on death to come? Because that's what we're waiting on, Pastor Chris and Sister Roberta. If we stay in the cave, we're waiting on death to come. Every day we're looking for death. When I got myself into a bad situation, when God was telling me to let it go and quit, every day I woke up literally, not figuratively, literally, every day I opened my eyes, I said, I didn't die last night. Now, tell me, what kind of way is that to live a life where you expect death every day? That's not living. That's dying slowly. Exactly. That's dead man walking. That's stupid. That is walking with stupid instead of walking with wisdom. And we don't have to do it. We choose. I chose stupid as my escort. Wisdom was standing there too, Pastor Chris. Wisdom was even dressed better than stupid, but I chose stupid because stupid looked like the bad boy. You know, we all want the bad boy, the bad girl. So you have a choice.
Yeah. Oh.
Now, don't you stop. Ooh. Don't you stop. You already took me out of the operating room. Don't you stop. We always want the worst of the two evils. We standing there, we have a choice. There's a bad boy standing there with his pants draped around his up under his bottom, and his underwear is exposed, and they're dirty and dingy. Then there's a good guy standing there with the suit on, dressed nicely, and calling you by your name and not calling you out of your name, and we just want that bad boy. We want that bad boy. We want that experience. And what we're really saying to God, hey, God, yo, yeah, you, God, I want to suffer. I want to fail in life. Are you tired of saying the wrong things and expecting the right results? You know, sometimes you're on Facebook and you get pop-ups and things of that nature. I was watching a video, and you know, it kind of automatically flows to the next video, Pastor Chris and Sister Roberta. I was on Facebook last night, and I got such a thing. And it was a guy on there who was speaking ill of life.
And I looked at this guy and I'm like, and you know what? He has many, 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 many followers. He's just famous with followers because he's saying a whole lot of stupid stuff.
Yeah.
And you get on there and you have a message from God that can heal their sick body, that can deliver them from whatever they're in, and they won't even give you 5 minutes of time. But we'll follow this guy who's saying really ignorant stuff. This guy went to the mailbox with his underwear on, and they just tickled pink to be a part. They saw him at an airport. They was all over him like he was a celebrity, like he was Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, hi. Can I take a picture with you? And all he did was put his underwear on and went to the mailbox. And we have made a celebrity of him. Sister mm-hmm. Roberta, did I lose you?
No, I'm still here. I'm still here.
Okay, go ahead and take it because I done went to the mailbox with the underwear on now. But we're talking about, you know, not giving, willingly giving God our life and our heart, and we're suffering. And so we want to help people to realize, Roberta, how important it is to let go of stuff and to trust God.
Yes, that is so important. You know, it goes back to, you know, the microwave. You know, we want to...
Yeah, good. Mm-hmm.
Put things in the microwave and punch it for a few seconds and it's done.
My Lord.
But it gets done fast. But it also has a lot of radiation and stuff that'll destroy you inside.
Right.
But when you do it the right way with the process, things that with the microwave will destroy you from the inside out. When you follow the process, it heals you from the inside out. So what God's word did, it goes on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And then it cures you from inside out. When you do the outside, your makeup and all that stuff from the outside is beautiful, but the inside is tore up. You got the wrong name brand on your feet, where you should have your feet shod with the preparation of gospel. That's the right
wow.
name brand. You know, your lungs girded about with truth. That's the right name brand. And that's
mm-hmm.
going to be healing from the inside out. So you can't see it till it manifests. But you can see all this other outward beauty.
Mm-hmm.
The inside is tore up. But you've got to trust the process. It's, you know, the process of how I'm hurting. Yes, you are. But the process in your hurting is delivering you for life.
Now, Roberta, that's good because pain and grief, pain and sorrow goes with grief. But when we allow that pain and sorrow to get into torment, that ain't God.
No.
When we're tormented.
No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When we're tormented, no, it's not God at all.
Mm-hmm.
Torment is not of God. But when we're
that's right.
when we allow it to heal us from inside, you're not going to be tormented
right.
from the inside.
Mm-hmm. Torment is what happens when we refuse to process. When we refuse to allow the process to go where God wants to take it, then we get into torment, and torment gets into death.
Gets into death, and torment, torment is that. Torment is that. Is that wound that never heals?
Oh God, that's cancer, baby.
That's cancer.
That's cancer right there.
It's a sore. You know, the sad part is cancer doesn't have to be terminal. If you go to the source. The source of
wow.
the word has to heal. A lot of things owe what Jesus paid to all because we do not take it to God in prayer. And as you take it to him and allow him to clean it up and wash the wounds and put the peroxide on there and do everything it needs to, you know, to get all that infection and stuff out. Because there are a lot of things God can't do because there's so much infection inside.
Oh,
he got to clean it up.
Pastor Chris, won't you calm down?
Pastor Chris wants to go.
I can't
Pastor
help
Chris.
It.
Go ahead.
I can't help it. See, y'all got me going over here. See, I'm trying to be nice. But see, you said something, Sister Lorraine. You said this. You said, why are we always attracted to the bad boy and the bad girl? Guess what? It's a syndrome. It's a syndrome. Why do we think it's corny if a man is polite to us, pulls our chair up, all these things, call you by my right name, and why do we feel that a woman is corny if she calls me by my right name, she's attending to her king like she's supposed to, all these things. We think it's corny. Well, this is the reason why. Because we are so poisoned by the religious mumbo-jumbo in some of our churches that we were never guided in the first place to have a relationship with God to see okay to be with a corny man. And it's okay to be with a corny woman. Because guess what? That's probably the best choice for you. Just saying. Because if you think about it, looking at how you attracted the bad boy and the bad girl, look how much baggage you've taken. So when you finally settle down and meet your man or your woman of God, you still have all those gears of poison in your life if you've never let it go. This is why, again, it's important to tie in with grief and depression, because if you don't let go of your baggage, baby, guess what? You're going to have some issues. But that's what I wanted to say. I'm sorry.
Right.
I just had the tag team on that
you're absolutely
right.
Because
it was so truthful. Back to you.
You're absolutely right. And what we have to realize is if we resist the process, there is poisons that we take on in our bodies. And those poisons is what keeps us in bondage in the grief process. We think it's just a natural thing because we didn't, with our physical hands, do anything. But when we allow the process to be interfered with because we refuse to release things, we refuse to let it go, we refuse to say yes to the will of God, then we usher in supernaturally those poisons. But then there's some things, and that torment thing starts. That torment, once those poisons get on our body, pain is inevitable. We're going to hurt because we have allowed something foreign to reside, something that was meant to be released. We now allow it to reside. It has taken up permanent residence in our life until we get to this place where we say, you know what, I don't want the torment anymore. So what do we do when we deny torment and those three poisons access? We start to accept. We accept the thing that God has permitted. And when we accept it, we immediately bring about peace. There's peace that houses in our body when we accept. Then we willingly resist, release, and that brings strength. When I say, okay, Lord, I will willingly let go of this thing, strength comes. I've gotten peace from accepting God's will, and from willingly releasing this thing, I've gotten strength. And what does that do? That allows me to receive in this new normal some joy. So what was meant to bring me down, to take me out, now because I have willingly accepted it, I'm receiving the new normal, and now I have joy. And instead of me having three poisons, I've taken three positions in my life. While the pain is still there, but now what could have hurt me will bless my life and create healing. So when we say, how do I heal from what was meant to hurt me, I take a position instead of accepting poison. I willingly lay down
this thing that will have, that has the ability to raise me up in life now. I accept. I look at John, Pastor Chris and Sister Roberta, I look at John chapter 12 and verse 24. It says, except a man, a grain of corn falls to the earth and die, it abideth alone. But if it dies, it can bring forth much fruit. So somebody's got to say, I'm going to willingly let go of this thing that life can come from it. I'm going to willingly let go of it. I'm going to accept God's will in my life. And that's not an easy thing to do. It's not easy at all to let go of somebody I've grown accustomed to and say, okay, Lord, you know what you're doing. I'm going to let this thing go. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust the process. I believe it's going to work for my good. That is the only way we're going to enjoy life, for real, for real, for real, is if I learn to release what God has said, it has run its course in your life. Pastor Chris, if you want to, you can play us a song. We'll come back. We'll talk to callers, and we'll do our housekeeping. I wondered when I first started out, how was this show going to go? Because, you know, God give us in part. But there again, every week we're learning to trust the process. And every week still have much more to say, and time is gone. Because the Holy Spirit takes over, and he tells us which way to go. And we can't even teach anybody how to do that. We can just tell them that we did it, and we're doing it, and that process really does work. When we trust God to lead, guide, and direct our lives, he does it. How, when, where, and all of that other stuff, we can't explain the every intricate detail of walking by faith. We can only tell people that when we do it, it works because it's God. Pastor Chris, could we get a song?
Yes, ma'am.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Josiah Khalid. Listen, you're listening to the Summer's Voice Radio. Walk with me. Let's go.
Somebody say, God has spoken, and I agree. My breakthrough is here. Let's get that. Let's get that. All over the world, we want to sing this over you. Let me hear you say. Just sing it out.
Everything that I need. You're listening to Saturday's Buffet with Sister Lorraine Brown and Roberta Jones right now. TPV Radio.
TPV Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. Before we left, we shared a scripture coming from John 12:24, where it states, except a corn of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. We look at the fact that we're enjoying our life because someone died to self. Someone made a sacrifice for us. Are we willing to die today? Are we willing to sacrifice today? Are we willing to trust God's process today? What do we want from this process? Are we taking on the three poisons, bitterness, resentment, self-pity? Those things are going to eat into our heart and destroy the seed of life that God has planted in us. When we take these things on, it seems like we're in a forced situation. What we love has been forced out. What we love has been lost when we take on bitterness and resentment and self-pity. But we have the option of taking on the three positions, which is acceptance, willingness, and receiving God's will in our life. These three positions produce hope in our heart, and the seed of life sprouts new life. What we love, we unselfishly lay down, and we believe that it will produce, come raised, able to be raised again to life. Then we can ask death, where is its sting? We can ask the grave, where is its victory? And we can say to grief, loose your hold. The process begins to serve us instead of harm us. And so we can take on life from the thing that was meant to hurt us. We can be benefited from it. So it's up to us. So we say to you today, if you want to heal, accept willingly the process and the knowledge that God is in control. And he has this thing with a timer. It was designed by God to birth good out of evil. And instead of this evil thing wreaking havoc in our life, we can accept it, we can bear it, and we can react to it in such a way, in such a loving way, that we can let go of what was intended to be dismissed at this time, and that atmosphere can create in us newness of life. Pastor Chris, are you still there? You're awful quiet.
Yes, I am. Yo, I'm here. I'm still coming down off that song that we just heard, so I'm good.
If you want to elaborate on that song, it's good, because those songs have a tendency to give birth into the program.
Oh, yes. See, Israel Houlton and New Breed sung this song not too long ago, and it is a praise and worship song, but the power was in the word breakthrough. The name of the song is called The Hymn of Breakthrough. See, if you weren't listening to the words, you're not going to get it. And see, sometimes when we're worshiping God, we forget that it's in the praise that breaks through our grief and our depression. See, people don't understand how powerful praise is. See, that's what got me through. I don't know about you, but it took songs that had power for me to be encouraged to get up, get walking, and move in my purpose. Stop listening to what folks say. Stop listening to the naysayers. Be encouraged to the fact that God has chose you, and you can break through your grief and your depression if you allow God to to be God. So that song was just, it ministered to me, so I got a little quiet. But I'm good now, sis. So back to you.
Amen. Pastor Chris, we get, and Sister Roberta, who's listening, she's at her daughter's graduation, who we're going to celebrate when we do our housekeeping on her granddaughter's graduation today, who we're going to celebrate in a few minutes. We have a choice. The grief process is going to take place in our life with or without our consent. That is just part of life. We can allow the grief process to work for us, in us, through us, or we can allow it to work on us with or without our consent. When we allow the process to work with us, we say to God, you know, Lord, I don't like this thing, but I accept it because I trust you to know what you're doing. I'm going to bear it because I know you're going to provide the strength. And then I'm going to react correctly, and I'm going to allow what you have allowed to transform my life and to become a jewel that would make me a better person at the end of the day. Amen. And that's what we focus on. Pastor Chris, I'm not sure how many callers we have, but I would love to go to our callers and allow them to ask questions, whatever their needs are, to meet them at this time. So, Pastor Chris,
no problem.
We have callers?
Nope. Yes, ma'am. We do. They're popping in as we speak. We have one, two, three, four, about nine callers. So we'll start with the first one. Okay, callers, we will read the last four digits of your phone number. If you do not want to speak, just says pass, and then we'll go ahead with the next caller. So, first caller up, 4040. You are live on the air. God bless you.
Amen.
Hey, this is Lisa. Just listening, really enjoying the program today.
Thank you, Lisa.
God bless you, Miss Lisa. Thank you for calling. Next caller, 8638. You are live on the air. God bless you. 8638.
Yes.
Okay.
Can y'all hear me?
I can now. Go ahead, Margaret.
Okay. It's a blessing to be here today. I really enjoyed the talk. God is an awesome God. We serve a true living God and living inside of us. So I'm so grateful to be here and to hear you all on this buffet. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
That's Chris.
Next caller, 4483. 4483, you are live on the air. God bless you.
Hello, Pastor Jackson. If you're speaking, you may have your phone on mute, sir. Unmute your phone, Pastor Jackson, if you're trying to speak. That's Pastor Jackson. I'm not sure why we're not hearing him.
Yeah, he's probably has his phone on mute, but he's live.
Okay. Go ahead. You can text me, Pastor Jackson, if you want to come back and have comments. Or just text my phone, and I'll ask Pastor Chris to unmute you. Go ahead, Pastor Chris.
Amen. Next caller, 6015. You are live. God bless you.
Hello, Lucille.
Oh.
Go ahead. Do you have any comments today, or are you just listening?
Just listening. Where she at?
All right. We appreciate you listening on today, Pastor Chris.
2985, you are live on the air. God bless you.
2985.
Once again, I'm thankful for being on this line. I thank God for how he's always opening up ways that his people can be delivered, that they can hear truth. And I do want to say, this broadcast has really opened up the presence of God. And I thank Amen. God for this line, because it is a place of deliverance and healing. And my soul has truly been blessed again today. God bless all of you for being faithful.
Thank you, Sister Ruby. I almost called you at the last minute to kind of help me out today because Sister Roberta is at her granddaughter's graduation. And I didn't want to throw you under the bus, but you were in my spirit on today. Thank you for listening, Pastor Chris.
God bless you.
God bless you. 2598, you are live on the air. God bless you. 2598, you are live on the air.
Okay, that's one of our listeners that just wants to listen in, so we'll move forward.
Amen. Next caller, 7991. 7991, you are live on the air. God bless you.
Good morning. This is Jeanette. I'm just listening. I your program so far.
Thank you, Sister Jeanette, for your faithfulness. Go ahead, Pastor Chris.
Next caller, I think you know who this is. 1221, you are live on the air. God bless you.
Hey, Mommy, I'm thank you for the support. I'm just listening. Hey, Pastor Chris.
God
thank
bless you,
you.
Thanks for listening. Next caller, last caller, 5502, you are live on the air. God bless you.
Good afternoon. God bless you. This is Pastor Donna. I just jumped on, but I just want to thank God for the conversation, that God is real and he is addressing the needs of his people. We got so many people that's hurting that don't want to recognize or can't really identify where they really are. So having this type of conversation allows people to really feel what they feel, to know that they're not alone, to be encouraged, and to know that grief is real. It's a part of life. But with God, we can overcome it. I'm glad that we come as the body of Christ, that we're coming out of Jesus Can Fix It. Yes, Jesus is our ultimate healer. But at the same time, we have to identify that these are some real emotions, some real hurt, some real pain, some real frustrations, and that it's okay to feel what you feel. It's okay to cry. When you cry, it releases toxins. It releases poison, not just in the natural, but even in the spiritual realm, being able to let go of some of the hurt and the pain that we're holding on to because we're Christians and because we believe that Jesus can fix it. Yes, he can, and he will, but we still have to be able to identify with where we are and to know that it's okay, and it doesn't have anything to do with our lack of faith. It doesn't have anything to do with us trusting God, but that we trust God enough that even in the hard times that he will bring us through. So God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for just having the conversation. The need is great, and it is real. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Pastor Donna. Such a refreshing thing to have you to speak and be a part of the buffet on today. As we wrap things up, we will go to another song. We'll come back and we'll do our housekeeping. We'll have final words. And that is the order that we'll flow in. Pastor Chris, if you'd love to give us another song, we'd love to have it.
Yes, ma'am. We'll be right back.
This is God's Journey Child, Fed Old Chestnut, and you're listening to the Psalmist's Voice Radio Network. Walk with me, family. Let's go.
Man.
Mary, Mary. The earth is shaking. Who gonna save the babies? From another bloody Sunday. I'm singing Mary, Mary. They love me or they hate me. For my skin color. But you say I am your brother.
The government keep lying to me, telling me that they come to set the people free. But the power falls when you catch us on the knees. Heaven please, we're in a state of emergency. See, we need a strong God, yeah. We need the real God, yeah. The God with the resurrection power from the grave. Take away the hate, to heal the human race, yeah. We need a, we need a, we need a, we need a strong God. We need a, we need a, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Say Mary, Mary. They say the climate changing, the poor people in the cold, but you keep preaching to their soul. But we don't leave till everybody's free, and we won't sleep till everybody eats.
Yeah.
Until lives matter. More than ties matter.
Say, government keep lying to me, telling me that they're gonna set the people free. But the power falls when you catch us on the knees. Heaven please, we're in a state of emergency. See, we need a
strong God.
Real strong, yeah. We need a
real God.
Yeah, yeah. The God with the resurrection power from the grave. To take away the hate, to heal the human race. See, we need a, we need a,
we need a,
we need a strong God. We need a, we need a,
we need a,
we need a,
we need a, we need a, we need a, we want justice, we want change,
we
want peace and no more pain,
more pain,
yeah. We want to be free, yes. My strength is what I need,
yeah.
We want justice, we want change,
yeah.
We want peace and
no more pain.
To be equal, to be free.
We wanna be free.
Jesus, what I need.
Just don't preach the gospel.
Hey,
be
yeah.
The gospel.
My country, tears of thee, sweet land of liberty. When will we finally see? We need a strong God. Yeah. The government keep lying to me, telling me that they gonna set the people free. But the power falls when you catch us on the knees.
Oh, not
heaven please, we're in a state of emergency. Cause we need a strong God, yeah. We need the real God. The God with the resurrection power from the grave.
Yes.
To take away the hate,
yes.
To heal the human race.
Come on.
So we need a, we need a,
we need a,
we need a strong God.
Mayday, mayday.
Yeah, yeah.
Say mayday, mayday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mayday, mayday.
You're listening to Saturday's Buffet with Sister Lorraine Brown and Roberta Jones right now. PPV Radio.
PPV Radio.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone, for your participation. And while we were on the song break, I went into the kitchen to get me a drink of water because I was feeling myself dehydrating from a lack. And when I went into the kitchen, I saw my earphones to my phone. And right away, I got a revelation. Those earphones have the ability to connect to my phone and give me a hands-free experience of still being able to communicate without having to have the phone in my hand. So the Lord revelated to me, grief has the ability to work some things in our life And if we will allow the grief process to work, it could do us some good. But if we hold on to it and we don't properly use the process, it can be harmful. Pastor Chris, thank you for today. Thank you for being a part. We appreciate each person's input, just the fact that we're able to speak to you and you're listening to our conversation today was very helpful for us. In doing our housekeeping, we want to recognize our three faithful listeners, Sister Dorothy Curry, her caretakers, her two daughters, Sister Shirley Allen and Sister Lucille Priester. We also want to recognize Sister Ella, and she has her two lovely daughters who take care of her and do a fine job at doing it, Sister Josie Lee Priester and Sister Leola Priester. We recognize you and we honor you on today. And Sister Eartha Lee Aaron, her amazing two daughters and caretakers, Sister Edna Moore and Sister Jeanette Priester. Also, Sister Roberta's granddaughter. We congratulate Sister Myra Jones on today in receiving her Bachelor's of Science degree. Kudos to you, Sister Myra. Hard work and really does pay off. Pastor Chris, as we close out and give final remarks, what's your takeaway on today, sir?
Well, again, congratulations to our sister. That is a huge achievement, and we praise God for it. This particular subject is very sensitive to the body.
Mm-hmm.
What do I mean?
Mm-hmm.
See, we're always taught the fluff stuff. And see,
mm-hmm.
what God is doing in this season is for us to look in the mirror and see who we truly are in God. I got this. I have to go through the same process. See, we have to be transparent enough to know that we have deficiencies in certain things and allow God to be God in those deficiencies. See, we're so taught to build this image that we're so strong, that we're always floating on the Sunday and on the clouds and all this stuff. See, COVID-19 wasn't a mistake. I said this before, and I'm saying it again. The COVID-19 pandemic was a wake-up call for the saints and believers. Unfortunately, only some of us got the message. I'm sorry to say
right.
it, but it's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't
it
get
is.
The message behind this whole thing. Sister Brown, Sister Roberta, we don't.
Yep.
We didn't get it. So we're
mm-hmm.
still running to the big word of the green. We're still doing church as usual. We're still not doing anything different. See, the church, yes, the building is a great place to go. I am not saying don't go to the church building. But see, God
right.
wanted us to build our church. What's that? Our bodies that we are housed in, this is the church. And we forgot that. We've lost our hope. We lost our faith. We lost everything about God because the building was closed. But I'm going somewhere here. God
mm-hmm.
got our attention. He closed the distractions, in our life to draw us closer to him. Our recovery was in the pandemic. Our breakthrough through our griefs was in the pandemic. A lot of us went through grief in this pandemic. A lot of us lost loved ones in this pandemic. But see, God is still faithful. See, people don't understand that. God is still faithful through it all. And through it, he was trying to teach us something. He was trying to draw us closer to him. But yet, some of us still went right back to the same vein we've been writing on for the last 25, 30 years. There is an issue with the building of the church. We need to switch the program and have dialogue just like this one so we can break people through their stuff. But see, nobody wants to hear that. We just want to fill the building, have a bunch of praise break, but we have no breakthrough. Uh-oh, let me be quiet. I was supposed to do my final thought, but see, I got a little caught up because this thing excites me, Sister Brown, because I don't understand.
Right.
God gave us all this opportunity to come closer. This perfect, this ain't about me. This ain't about TPV. It's about coming together, bringing the people together that are willing to be open to their issue. Put God on the table. Put your issue on the table. Find real solutions to guide you through it. And yes, God's got your back, but if you're not willing to put it on the table, you're never going to get through and you're never going to have a breakthrough in your life. So that was my two cents. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak. So, Sister Brown, I'm done. Back to you.
Roberta sent me her final thoughts and her takeaway because she's at the graduation and it's very noisy there. If someone were to take away our words and we could not speak, would our life preach the gospel? And I'll say that again because that's very powerful and needed to be said. She said if our words were taken and we could not speak, would our life speak for us and represent the gospel? And I believe that that's one of the things that the pandemic did in my life. It took away all of the fake and the phoniness of how we live and how we operate. And we wanna talk a good game. But if you watch my words, do they match my feet? Someone once told me, says, if you really want to know who a person is, don't watch what they say, watch where they go.
Hello.
If you really want to know if a man or a woman is being honest, speaking, if they have a spouse, look at their spouse's face more than you look at the face of the person that's speaking. And you'll see if what they're saying is true. One day I had an opportunity to speak someplace. I'll be transparent for a moment. And they asked my spouse to introduce me. A spouse of 30 years. And he had to figure out words to say to introduce me. Wow. That said immediately that there was something wrong in the relationship. Because if you've spent 30 years with a woman and they give you a mic and said introduce them and you've got to make up words, something is wrong in that relationship. So that meant I didn't have time to be telling you what you needed to do in your household. I had work to do in my own. So I believe that spoke volumes to that spoke a lot about there were some things wrong at my house. So do you think I had time to be at your house trying to sweep your porch? My porch had trash on it. So I think that as a body, that if we take more time to deal with what's wrong and what we need to do to improve life with my own self, I don't have time to be pointing the finger at what you're not doing. So going back to the subject at hand, grief is a real problem. It is a real problem in the body of Christ because who wants to come serve the God that we're not even happy with? So I'm trying to introduce you to somebody I don't even want to be bothered with. So I've got to represent this lifestyle called Christianity in a way where it becomes attractive again. And I believe that when Corona came and I came home, I came home and became more spiritual than I was when I was in the building. I came home and I became more sensitive to the moves and the things of God when I came home. I came home and I got a better relationship with God than I did when I was at the house.
And I discount the house not. The house has its place. But we've got to stay on target at the house. We've got to stay in line at the house. We can't just get caught up in that. What was that song you played? We can't just get caught up in how much money we're bringing in and how big our buildings are. Someone told me one time, says, you can have a house full of people, and the people in that house can be shallow. And then you can take a little storefront with 15 people, and they can turn the world right side up because they are people of faith. But what's more important, a whole lot of people in a building or people that really have a relationship with God at the end of the day? I want to have a relationship with the Lord at the end of the day. I want to know him. And I don't just want power, but I want to know him. Because power will come through the relationship. But a lot of us want to be powerful, and we don't have any relationship. That doesn't work for me. So let's pray for those of you who are dealing with grief, that you'll hear the words of the Lord today, that you'll go toward help, that you'll no longer want to be, say you got it and you don't have it, that you'll really walk in your deliverance on today, because that is a greater, we're not operating in God's best when we're walking around faking it till we make it. We don't have to fake it till we make it. We have made it. We just have to realize we've made it and walk in it. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this day, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for everything you've done in our life. We thank you, Father God, that we no longer have to walk around grieving. We no longer have to walk around as though we don't have any hope. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. Lord, we realize that everything else is sinking sand. We thank you for the foundation of righteousness that you have created in our life. We thank you for the information and the revelation that you've given us on today, that there can be a thing that can be in us and there can be a thing that's on us. And Lord, we want you, the greater one, to live on the inside of us, that when we walk out, that people will begin to see you and your power, see you and your love, see you and your mercy in us and upon us, oh God. And Father, we thank you. We thank you for the time that we spent together. We thank you that your word has now fallen on deaf ears. We thank you that your word has stirred us today to want to do better, to want to do greater, to want to get up from these places of just laying around and playing dead and being dead, that we'll get up and live life and live life more abundantly. And we just thank you, Father God, for everything that you've done in our life on today. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
And Pastor Chris, we thank you for helping and being a part of what we do and being a support for us on today. And we pray God's blessing on everything that you put your hands to. And sir, if you're done, I'm done. Play a song, and we'll see you on next Saturday at the buffet.
Yes, ma'am. Well, God bless
you.
God
bless.
The buffet is now closed, but tune in next week, same time, same channel, for Saturday's Buffet with Sis Lorraine Brown and Roberta Jones. You don't ever know what's on the table until the day it is here. God bless you. We love you. And we're going to go out with Travis Green. Just Want You. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
So take everything. I don't want it. I don't need it. God, won't you take
We just want you, yeah. We just want you. We just want you. Say.
TPV Radio, Central Texas.